this morning I'm turning to the book Psalm 86. I'm turning to Psalm 86. And I'll read to you verse 11. Psalm 86, verse 11. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. We are talking about this text this morning, and our subject is God's way for man. None of it, And this text is part of prayer of David. We have in Psalm 86 here, and the prayer, part of that prayer, and that we are looking at only this verse. It sounds to me, in some way, David, Psalm 86, a winner, before I move on, it's a prayer that we can even make it our prayer. Teach me thy way, O Lord, I walk in thy truth, unite my heart to fear thy name. We say, Sampire, David, you were empire, a bit of God, yeah, empire. If you say, yeah, somewhere, this prayer is very, very good. Anyway, but teach me thy way, O Lord. And by this, if you desire that the Lord will teach him his way, and God's way is his will as he has revealed in the Holy Scriptures. The law, the counsel, the promises, everything God has given us in his word, show us his will for us. And so you know, David was a believer, he was God's child, but he prayed this, that God will reveal more of his will to him. He desired to know more of what God has taught us. David, no, you'll be away in Yaku Pony by our Jedini. But all was some financials will be Yaku Pong, and then more Boston Yaku Pong, and Mana Pinoa, or Yamai or Nasim, So David was asking for deeper and an increased knowledge about the way of God. And then only God can teach us his way. If God do not teach us, we read the scriptures, we don't understand. He has to teach us. We have the Bible, but until God by His Spirit teaches us, we cannot know anything from the Bible. If you read your Bible, you cry. You say, "I'm full of fun. I'm full of fun." So I'm trying not to know. He ain't to be asked. And he says, "I will walk in thy truth." And for this one also, David is showing how sincere he is. He was in his petition. David was in a man until one who cried no nimu. Now when David ultra means ma, the niabrese ni aku koencha no amba. Because this is a promise that to the Lord that he has resolved that he will live according to the truth that God will teach him. David in some occasion men and two will look him. I asked him what kind of actually said. What's in the book he said? The young poor bed then he did one ask him why channel. I don't want a bra. The bear that ne she yeah, the bear bought the bra. So David, or the empire don't want to get it. Because some people may pray, teach me the way, O Lord, but they are not willing to live by what they may come to know from the scripture. So David was not like many who desire God's truth but do not desire to live by it. David on this one be prayer. But we know that it is the doers of God's word that are blessed, not hearers. In himself, one way Yankupon ne assembly. So we may want to know God's way. If we do not live by it, we will not be blessed. So David desired that, no, you want to be blessed. I will walk in thy truth. So when until find me. And it says, unite my heart to fear thy name. Moreover, this is He said that it's like David knows his own weakness. This word, unite my heart with fear thy name, is a word showing that David knows his weakness, that if God did not make his heart single and sincere, so that he focused on him, he will easily turn from him to other things. And that is how we are, all of us, we are. Our heart, because of sin, is divided. Only God can unite our heart to fear him. So that until God binds our hearts, our divided hearts will never fear him, will never know his fear. You know, many people want to know God, but they don't fear him. The reason is that their heart is divided for after other things. They have so many things that they desire more than God. And probably they think they can love God and maybe love other things and add it together. No, we cannot serve God and mammon. So the prayer of David, as I said, the prayer that we can make it our prayer. So I read to you again. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. And simply, what David is seeking for here is that he desires life and peace in this world and in the world to come. You know, to know God and to walk in his way, to have all your heart to him, for him, is peace and life. Because in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 27, the fear of the Lord prolongeth life. By the years of the wicked shall be shortened. So you see the difference. The boy in the fear no scripture, verse chapter 3, verse 1-2 also says, my son, forget not my law. These are the words of the Lord. But let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. You see, Proverbs 2nd item said, verse chapter 3, verse 1 also says, maybe Yankupon they can also. Ma ore mfi me mra ma wa kuma enso me mra mne ndieje lebeye ndabe brama ene nkwa ene asumdwe ebebe ka. So you see what David is seeking for is seeking for life and peace, and that's why I say if we make it our prayer and ask the Lord so that we will have such a condition where we walk in the ways of the Lord and that our heart will be only to his fear, then we'll know even in this world we may not live up to 100 years, but we'll know life. Life truly knowing God and living for him. But as we are thinking further on the words of David in Psalm 86 verse 11, I want to remind you of the way which God has revealed in his world to save man from sin. I want us to think about the way which God has revealed in his world to save man from sin. But David desired the way of God. And as I said, God has his way for many different things for our life. He has his way how we should come and worship him. He has his way how man and man should live in this world. He has his way how authority has to be used and power has to be used in this world. He has his way for us, how the things we possess in this life, we should use it. You see? So God has many things to direct us in this. And when it comes to salvation, God has a way. And I said, There's a way which God has laid down. So as we are thinking of the way which David is praying for, I want us to think of the way which God has revealed in His word to save man from sin. A choir, Yahupon, and yeah, I did you want us to say more. Professor or Jennifer, if we or that was said, and no sooner the panamaswa, which me I didn't feel for him. And before I move on, just to say that salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the only way God has established for sinners. Because sinners, if we are not saved, the only destination is hell. But God has given us His way in His word. He has established it that any sinner, for a sinner to be saved from eternal hell, condemnation of sin, to eternal life, is through Jesus Christ. Yankopon odi atuo se se de bonye ne ebeje wo efi bonim na se wetumi anya famudi efi da ogunsam je mu ebeba mu a no nya da nko na be Christ so far. So this is the way that God wants us to know. And David, as I said, has known, he knows, so David has known this way. And I want to also bring to your mind this way, because it's the first of all ways a man has to know about God's ways to be able to know all the other ways. And you find out you go from a dear to what? You need to be able to process how far you can go. And so you go from be or dear to what you to me. So I want to bring it to your mind the way which God has established for sinners to be saved from eternal hell and to obtain eternal life. The Lord Jesus Christ Himself said in John 6 verse 40. And this is the will of Him that sent me. So the will of Him here will be the way of Him that sent Him, that everyone who sees the Son and believeth on Him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. So this is the way God has declared it. It is as well that whoever sees the Lord Jesus Christ and believes on Him may have everlasting life, and that He will raise him up at the last day when this world ends, and then people are raised to judgment. You raise them up to everlasting life. And so this is what we are thinking of this morning. God's of salvation. And that God's of salvation is through Jesus Christ. Why is God's of salvation through Jesus Christ? Somebody will say, oh, we have all heard about Jesus Christ. Why? But why is it that only Jesus Christ is the one that should save us? He only can save us from sin. Why? I don't want to say many things. So I pick only one thing about Him that will help us to reflect on why He is a Savior. The reason is that He is the only mediator between God and man. The only thing Jesus Christ, I don't know if any agent who about to me, I just go and say, "Any young couple on table, I don't know if any agent did not fall." He is the only mediator in 1 Timothy 2 verse 5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ. Bible 1 Timothy 2 verse 5 says, That's what the Bible says. And now we may ask, why there should be a mediator also? Well, Adam, when he was without sin, he needed no mediator to have fellowship with God. Adam, remember when you were born, so that before sin, man didn't have, there's no need for a mediator. The chance that Nipa born in Ba, Nipa Munu, Adam, when you were born, no one here in Timjin any beer. So, what can you point out and provide in Timjin any beer anymore? You see, so a mediator between God and man is needed because of human sinfulness. So that without sin, there was no need for a mediator. It's not interesting that God made man upright, as we have in Ecclesiastes, but He has sought out one invention. Out of that, there should be a mediator. About Yankopon and chain. So that, you know, I don't want to go before the people of Israel. The Old Testament, the altar, under the Old Testament, the people of Israel, the altar for sacrifice and the institution of the priesthood in Israel, under the Old Testament, they foreshadowed the mediation work of Christ. Israel for time I put on for almost sending call for no. Or sure almost on Munsia for which year I'm by for Umba for it. No, Sanso, Emma, a soft good Juma, a buyer. Nasa Juma, you know, na Ejnahoa, Etre, a Yes Christo name, same Jinajum of Abedi, same rest of the band. So, the altar for sacrifice and the institution of the priesthood and the tabernacle service was standing in till Christ comes. So, whenever an Israelite comes to the temple, the tabernacle or the temple to offer offer sacrifices, it reminds them that what they cannot go to God without a mediator. The altar, the tabernacle, the priest work and everything, it reminds everyone. If an Israelite who comes to offer sacrifice that I'm a sinner and God do not accept me except there's a mediator who is qualified to offer my gifts for me, who is qualified to offer my sacrifice, who is qualified to bring me and present me before God acceptably. There Israel for the moment. From that day, when Ejinahomo is Christ, when he came, Juma also by a mercy of a man. No woman, Israel, if you are a call a foreign, in Tamadanim, no couple of a foreign, yeah. In Tamadanim, when in a foreign, which here, and if a soft kune, this is a human man, no. A kind of say, sad, you may any one young point, you know, if you saw any boy any. So no one to me and find a home on Bamba born a foreign on a good. You know, before God gave the worship to the people of Israel, they were sacrificing in their various the family heads were the like the priests in the homes, Abraham and others, they were the family heads. I mean officiated the sacrifices. Remember from Cain and Abel, Noah and others. But at the point, even without also the very altar and the sacrifice that we offer reminds them that God, there should be between them and God, because before God can listen to them or they can pray or worship Him, they have to offer sacrifice upon the altar. Abraham, when he came to the promised land, even when they haven't taken possession, the first thing he did, he erected an altar to offer sacrifice. Noah, when they came from the ark, the first thing he did to offer sacrifice on the altar, and God came and brought all the promises. So until there's this work done in between, then God doesn't accept man because of sin. And so you see that it reminds of that mediation which is needed, and that is what God was teaching them, that no, the way to me is through, should be through a mediator, because you are a sinner. A prayer between your first over maintain or send now with him enough also if you saw anything for any. So you see the all these old testament system were teaching them that. And so that when anyone comes to the tabernacle to offer their sins, for their sins to be cleansed, they have to go through this process. Then it was difficult, it was rigorous, because people who were living farm, they have to carry the animals into the temple or to the place of the temple. Well, at the time of the tabernacle, they were all living around, but when it was taken to the temple, people have to travel. You know, the Day of Atonement, for some of the Israelites who have traveled to other countries, who have to travel to Jerusalem to offer their sacrifices, you see. Then that's only place God accepts their sacrifices. You see, and they have to, sometimes, some people, they have to travel for months, because from there wasn't any cars, and probably they have to walk for so many months to go to Jerusalem, so they can offer, and that's where God has placed His name, so that that's the only place that there's a mediation work for them. And who penny to be there in Timbina, Yahupon, Edeni, near, and Yomo Jesu, or say, or near the way of Timbino, I'm also more, or bring to me, as Yom. So not only does it reminds just the mediation work, but it also will tell the people that cleansing for sin, it has to be by God's own appointment for sin to be cleansed. And if one, you better see a movie one, you know, I say I'm going to S-E-O, and by that he instituted the blood of animals, a sacrifice of sin, for sin. And the young poor man saw the Mbuamuja, Sir Omfania, for the body, and Pampu on one of it. So it's God who instituted that, and also that particular place. You know, in all, false religion, idolatry, they also offer sacrifices in their temples. I'm sure we know our African tradition, really, they offer sacrifices. And God did not accept them because it's not offered in the way he gave in his way. And now, therefore, we don't have that sacrifice, it is taken away. Okay, so there's a mediation between us and God. And it should never go out of anyone who wants to know God. That there's a mediation, and that I should know the way of this mediation. Obibiara opese yanku po jini tum na otin hu fini pwane hu anasa obe ene di anasa hu se yene yanku po jite wino in tem jeni ewo se in tem jeni no ye hu nua yen jimi hu yanku po. So you see, and it tells us that if our sins are not cleansed, God will have nothing to do with us. Okay, and then also it reminds that because now God has replaced all the sacrifice, but Christ has come to offer the once for all sacrifice in Hebrews chapter 9. Now there's no more offering of animals and all those ritual things. So that it also tells us that you have to realize your need of Jesus Christ and the blood he has shed on the cross of Calvary if you want your sins to be cleansed. There is also true that Jesus Christ is about by one for real. Eyi saa afọrẹ bebere ni nyefi ọsọ ọnu nkwo anafọrẹ ọba ọkaabiri na ẹsẹ egyina hɔ ɛma yankopɔn sɛ ɔbɛgye wa tum ɛndi ɛsan so ɛdi baya bi mu sɛ wuhia yesu kristo so ɛdi bɔnni nafa sɛ ɛdi bɔnni kyɛw a until you come through Jesus Christ, there is no cleansing of your sin, there is no forgiveness of your sin. His perfect mediation was foreshadowed by all this the institution of the Old Testament tabernacle and later the temple worship, the work of the Levitical priesthood. And the mercy, you know that Jesus, that the Aaronic priesthood that all they did, Christ fulfilled that. He offered sacrifice, he offered himself. The mercy seat, even in the Holy of Holies, which represents the mercy is secure for us. The altar for sacrifice and the incense. The mistake people look at the cross as the altar. The cross was not an altar. Christ himself is the altar. The altar of sacrifice represents Christ himself. He was crucified on the cross. And he himself is the sacrifice and also the altar. So the cross is not the altar. Some even think that the pulpit is the altar or the Lord's table is the altar. No, those things does not represent the altar. Altar is Christ himself. And the Lord's table, the bread and the wine represent Christ. Not the table we come around to have. You know, there are people who think that, the cross is an altar, the Lord's table is an altar, even the pulpit is an altar. No, they are not altar. Christ is the altar for the believers. If we come to believe in him, he's our altar. He has, and this altar, he has offered himself on it, and he himself is the high priest who offered that sacrifice. So you see, if we want God to deal with that, we look up to him. We don't have any, you know, that's why the Roman Catholic Church have a priest. No, we don't have priest. When Christ came, he's the high priest. Christians have only one priest, the one high priest. We are all by salvation, we are saved. We are made household of priests, but Christ the high priest, you see. And Christians don't offer sacrifice of others, no. We rather offer the lips of the praise of our lips to him. We don't have anything to offer. But Christ has offered all. He is the altar and the sacrifice. He is the high priest. He is the tabernacle. By his incarnation, the tabernacle of God is said to dwell among men. You see, God coming into the flesh in the form of in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son, is the picture of the tabernacle. God coming to dwell among us. The tabernacle represented God's presence with us, and now Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. So Christ fulfilled every aspect of the Old Testament system that mediated between sinners and God, so that for us to come. Christ is celebrated. That's what Hebrews chapter 9, verse 1 to 26, the whole chapter tries to bring to our mind, comparing and showing us the Testament, the New Testament, the New Covenant, which have canceled the old with the ceremonies, everything, is perfect in Christ. So we don't need to offer anything as sacrifice. All those who want to offer something, the animal, it's idolatry. And again, even churches who have that system of priests, and they think that the church people will come and the priest will, I don't know how they offer for them. There's no priest. There's no work of priest again. Only Christ, the high priest. Just like the altar and also the high priest and the sacrifice to God on behalf of all who believe in him as a mediator between God and sinful man. He is the altar, the sacrifice, and the high priest. Yes, Christo. So everything we want God, everything that we need to be able to approach God acceptably is found in Christ. He's everything to us. You know how we call it a grace? Because in the Old Testament, look at it, how it was rebuilt. You see, but now everywhere, wherever the name of Christ is known and believed, people are saved. People have access to God. People don't need to go to Jerusalem to go and pray. You know, some people have some churches that organize trip to Jerusalem. Fine, they can go and have an excursion there. But to go there to go and pray and have, it's nothing. No, there's nothing there. At the walls that they go to play, they pray. No, there's no God in that place. If only they worship Christ as we worship the same. We call God, we call Christ everywhere. And he accepts. We don't need to go to Achapota Forest. We don't need to go to Achia Mountain or go to some special place. You know how the Roman Catholic Catholics, they have the Madonna where they have special place where these images are there and they go there. No, we don't need to go there. So long as we come to God by Christ and we trust in him, we ask him to save us and we make him our savior, and all our hope of acceptance of God is through him. Everywhere, in the dungeon, in wherever, God hears us. And God receives our worship. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God doesn't need our physical bodies to worship him. That is why even dancing and or they go praise. No, we praise with our lips. You see, we sing God's praise. We don't dance God's praises. The believers are a household of priests who are saved to manifest his glory by praising him. We praise God with our lips. We don't praise God with our body. See, God is a spirit. We worship him. How can the spirit enjoy the people just, using their bodies to dance before him? No. And again, God is the King of Kings. He's a mighty God. He doesn't require that. So you see, the Lord Jesus Christ stands in between us and God. That's what it means. All that the Old Testament system represented is fulfilled in Christ. And it's the way God has placed them for sinners. So as David was asked, praying that God should teach him his way, David believed in this. David spoke of Christ in the Psalms. David spoke of him. And that he knew the work of the Savior. David believed that the Old Testament system, the temple, the tabernacle worship, and the rituals that they do were representing the Lord Jesus Christ. You see? And that he trusted the Lord Jesus Christ. He knew this way. But David wanted to know more of it. I'm sure, as I said, to really come to know God and him and all the other ways of life, this is the first. To know that God has placed a way where sinners can have access to him, have fellowship with him. And that you know this way, if you know, it opens all the other ways and all the blessings God has for us. And no sooner the boy for him first yen get a good yen to me yan who pino. See any sapphire or the other two orders than we are. Yen each of you. It's a David, the best is a David. And look at how in the verse 24, verse 9, I mean just caption this what we are talking about here. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but in heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. You see, in the Old Testament, they appear before God in the tabernacle, which was a representative of the true. Christ has gone to heaven itself to appear for those who believe in him, so that not like the human priest who have to officiate on earthly in an earthly tabernacle, Christ has gone to heaven itself. The real mediation work, he has done it. So that when you come to trust in him, you repent of sin and give up your heart to him. You yield up your life to him. You have an advocate above. He is in the presence of God for you, and that He has taken care of everything concerning sin and how God will deal with you. So, the Lord Jesus Christ, although you believe in Him as your Savior, you have no mediator before God to plead for you. People have so many ideas how they can approach God. Until you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and He becomes your mediator, you have no mediator between God. All that you do for God, all that you think you can have God to do with you as a sinner, God cannot. You may imagine it and claim some feelings and some experience to qualify what you have, but it's not the way of God. Sir, yes, Christo, I'm here. I'm here. You know, many people pray. In Ghana, I think prayer has become a common thing. I wish they had good prayers. People pray, but how many of them really have Christ as their mediator? It's not merely by mentioning His name, but how many of them have Him as their Savior? See, they don't care about that. Many will pray. Is Christ their Savior? Is He representing them before the throne of grace? Is He representing them before God? That's the question. It's not merely mentioning His name, because many people can mention His name. But is He their mediator? So to you, I ask you, yes, you can mention the name of Christ, but is He your mediator? Also, I am telling you now for now. Yes, Christ, I am telling you now. And yes, well, when you do so, you may want to find yes, Christ, I am telling you now. And I am telling you now, but I am telling you now. Why do you want to? Once you have been in court for now, you see, so Christ cannot be your mediator if He has not saved you. If He has not brought you to Him, if you have not yielded up your heart to Him, if you have not repented of sin and cried to Him to save you, He has not washed you from your sin, He cannot be your mediator. He cannot stand in for you. You may pray, God will not hear. Because God only hears wrath through Christ. Friends, all that we are talking about here, about God's acceptance with us, is so important because God is holy. And God demands purity of all who fellowship with Him. Purity of heart and life. Yankupon ya kronkroni. Dien tina mekan bebe. Yankupon ya kronkroni. Na, nesi seye diye ni se. Obi biyara obe kya pe eno. So obe sun lan lo. Ni bejan gita mudi biyara. Ope. So mi paro ya kronkron. That is why we have to make sure that we have the right mediator as sinners. In Psalm 24 verse 3-4. The psalm says, who shall ascend into the hill of God, of the Lord? Or who shall stand in His holy place? Why never to me have by a coupon and every bottle? Why never to me have a coupon beer? And he adds, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity and so deceitfully. And he asks the question, you and I, who can appear before God? We cannot. Because all are sinners. We have all sinned. So we cannot appear before God. We cannot stand in the holy place. God cannot come to us. We cannot go to Him. Because we are sinners. Until there's a mediator who can carry us to God. A mediator who meets all the requirements which God requires from us. The Bible reminds us that when a sinner has not repented and is not coming to God through a mediator, it says that all gifts he even bring to God is a disgusting to Him. All gifts he offers are disgusting to Him. In Proverbs 15 verse 8, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. The boy now for a boy, you see, when we come to God in our sinfulness, without this the way He has played as sinners, God doesn't accept anything from us. Whatever we offer to Him, He doesn't. Whatever offering we give to Him, He doesn't. I'm sure we know that it is a common thing that many false preachers have deceived people to think that God needs their tithes and offerings. I'm saying, if it's me, I can say, in the way, I didn't church, I woke up at the church, and you know, I saw a church, I took over the church before, said, now who here, I want you to show you near my forever. And then who here? And somebody buy a whole bitch wrong. It's sad, you see. So that when people think they give something to their church, they feel that God is pleased with them. They move so well, or talk to so do, or yeah, sorry, you maybe are, and who point in and think more fine. No! So that it doesn't matter whether these people have been saved from their sins or not. It doesn't matter whether this is for in Christ or not. It doesn't matter if Christ is their mediator. They are those who have yielded up their life to Christ and have come to Christ in repentance, asking to save them and have yielded up their life. It doesn't matter. You give, God wants your gift. Give, that's what it is. So they have all manner of teaching about tithes and offering. Yes, we have to support the work of God, but God will not accept our offerings and bless us and receive us if we do not come to Christ. If we are not in Christ, God will not accept you. And they will not tell people this. Oh, no, no. Just give, I mean, you, and they will go and quote Malachi, and God will pay my tithes and everything. God will shower you with all blessings and all that. No. God doesn't need our gift. He needs our heart. In Proverbs, say, my son, give me thy heart. God needs our heart. He doesn't need our heart. Everything in the world is for him. God is all sufficient. He doesn't need it from us. But all that he needs from us is our heart. And then whatever we give to him, he will accept. Not that he needs them for himself. He doesn't need them. So our text reminds us, in connection with what we read in Psalm, where David desired the will of God, that for there is none, there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ. And this is the way God has placed it, that sinners can have access to him through the man Jesus Christ. Why is he called the man Jesus Christ? Because he was incarnated. As son of God, he was a man. He is the man Jesus Christ because he came to be a mediator. He came to be like us, without only without sin, so that he can lift up us to God. So that with us, we can associate with him. He can, and with God, he can associate with God for us. So that when we are with him, we are complete. He's both God and man. Perfect man, perfect and God, so that he can represent us. The Lord Jesus Christ only can represent us. Not an angel. No angel has human nature. Or an angel has God's nature. Yes, angels are spirit, but they are not God. In the spiritual world, spiritual bodies, they are what? Categories. God is a spirit, but it's not like, his spirit is not like an angel. He has a higher being and higher existence than the angels, you see. And Christ, when he was incarnated, yeah, he took human nature, but he has a higher human nature, you see. But the man Jesus Christ, because he was incarnated, he was tabernacle with us. So God came to be with us so that he can lift us up to come to him. The Christ of the Father, so that with Miyama or Pedayan, if he has not come, man will never have a way to go to God. So even the Old Testament sacrifice will have been nothing. You see? For a woman boy, so he has come to represent us before God, to appear before God for us. And it's a comforting thing. Look at me, a sinner. And I come to Christ. I've sinned against God. God will come to me in justice. And that I shall be cast into eternal hell. But by the mercy of God and the Lord Jesus, I come to him. And God forgives my sin. And promises me that before me, the Savior stands. He intermediate for you. And that you can come to me at every time. Call me Father. And I'll hear you. I'm saying that I'm going to say, may the boy in me. I can go for Saka and the book is shown in the temple in the Bible. So, and so, Christo, the also some of the name, some of the Christo, that's what Jimmy. Now, as a problem, if you're born in one, the band in the name of Washabi was a Jimmy, which my friend is a major. It's a comforting thing. Because without this, how can God accept me? In Proverbs and Job, there's a verse that, how can a man be justified with God? That's the word of Bilhah. How can a man be justified? A person in Nipani, Nipani to me, Yahoo, Bunipa, Odeli. How can it be? And we have a way. God has given us the Savior, His Son, the only Son. He called the Father, He has given Him to us. And that God will only accept your person, your worship, your service, if only you come to Him through Christ. If God will accept it, you must come to Him through the Lord Jesus Christ. You must come to Him as your Savior and Lord. And He will represent you as your advocate above. Though you are a human being here, you live in this world, but in the heavens, you have an advocate. In the heavens, you have one who stands there for you, so that God will have nothing against you. So we are In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18, for through Him, we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. And now the soul, Christ, so in here, through the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of Christ
will never fear Him, will never know Him.
And 1 Peter 3, verse 18, for Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God. Being put to death in the flesh, but taking by the Spirit, that He might bring us to God. Christ suffered for sin. He, the just, for unjustness like you and I. What the purpose? That He might bring us to God. That's what all that I'm talking about. That yes, Christ, we don't want this. Why don't we start dealing with? Sir, Jesus will be one of them. But didn't rest anymore, not the money, Jamia. But the me, the bad Jesus, that He might bring us to God. That's the will of God, that Christ will come and suffer. And that through Him, we can have ourselves to God. So, as I said, when I started, people may imagine how they will approach God and feel good about it. But if it is not through Christ and His offering and His mediation and the same blood that He cleanses us, God will not accept. Let them claim whatever they claim to see. Just this week I heard on BBC, I think it was one colleague, and she was talking about the Madonna, how through some experience she realized it, and that the prayer was, her voice spoke to her. So, wow. And there was also a scripture, how she went to Spain to visit the Madonna, and then, growing up, their father taught them how to pray. And she realized God speaking to her. She got all those who claim to have, they said, have experience by the through that image, Mary, image of Mary, and then God speaks to them. I said, well, there's no scripture. There's no Christ. It's about God speaking to them. It's a lie. The devil spoke to her, not God. God doesn't speak to us. The Bible is so clear about that. He speaks not through His word. And anyway, we go to God not through Mary or any other. We go to God through Christ. So whoever claim whatever experience they have had, and not what the way which God has placed there for us, it's a lie. Let all men be liars, God be true. And then so long as we have the word of God, and we are stating what God has said, we are saying the truth, we are not lying. And that, no matter what people say, that's the truth. We stand by God. For us to have access to God, it's through Christ. No, not that. So, when I my coming to my conclusion, I'll urge you, if you have not come to Christ, if you have not placed your hope in Him, if you have not repented of sin, come to Him. Because it is only His precious blood which He shed on the Calvary's cross. Only that alone, by faith in Him alone, can cleanse you from sin. Only by Him alone you can be forgiven of your sin. Because He is our mediator. He's our altar, He's a sacrifice. He's a tabernacle. He's the one who has brought us to God if we come to Him. Repent and believe in Him. Let people say what they say and the experience. At the day of judgment, it is only your faith in Christ that will stand. If only Christ has saved you, That's where your safety belongs to. Any other grounds is sinking sand. See, all other grounds are sinking sands. It will sink you to eternal hell. You may people may deceive themselves of having spiritual experiences, and will then go to hell. Only Christ can save us from sin and eternal damnation. He said in John chapter 2, verse 18, he that believeth on me is not condemned. Near Ojimi Dino, Yemunifo. But he that believeth not is condemned already. Near Ojimi Dino, Yemunifo. So let people claim what they claim. If you come to Christ and believe it, if you are saved, the Lord help us as we think about this. Let's pray.